A year after qualifying for the 2016 Rio Olympics, the Mighty Warriors have added another chapter to their success story after a convincing 3-2 win over Zambia's Chipolopolo Sunday saw them secure qualification to the 2016 Africa Women's Championships. The Mighty Warriors joined the 15 other top African women's soccer teams after a 4-2 win aggregate, having beaten the Zambians 1-0 last Wednesday. The African Women's Championships will be held in Cameroon from November 19 to December 3. As we speak right now, the Minister of Sports and Recreation, Makosini Hlongwane, is at a Harare hotel throwing a party for the Mighty Warriors to celebrate their qualification. However, there is no such happiness at Dynamos after their fans went on a rampage demanding the head of assistant coach Gift Mzadzi following Dimbara's goalless draw against Triangle Saturday. The fans had to be dispersed by riot police as they demonstrated outside the ground, waiting for the club executive to come out of the stadium so that their voices could be heard. The fans are accusing Mzadzi of instigating the players not to play at their best in order to facilitate the sacking of Dimbare's new Portuguese coach Paulo Jorge Silva, who ironically has found new friends in the club. Mzadzi and Silva do not see each other eye to eye, and twice the two nearly exchanged blows right in the face of the players during training. Silva himself was straight to the point, saying his players were not putting up maximum effort, adding that he hoped, starting from this week, they will change their attitude.
If you ask me if I'm happy, I'm not happy, because something's happened I don't like. I know these players, he can play 10 times better than what he played today. But some things is not right yet. But I think next week he got to fix this.
Triangle coach Jeff Mangora, who was sacked as Dynamo's coach last season, was happy with his team showing, saying although he wanted 3 points, at least a point away from home, especially against Dynamos, is very crucial.
Well, a point away from home is always good. At least it's better to get a point than to get nothing.
The results of the game sees Dynamos with 1 point from 2 matches, while Triangle are on 4 points following last week's 1-0 home win over Harare City. However, Dynamos are lagging behind as their biggest rivals are moving at speed after defending champions Chicken Inn came out 1-0 victors away to Border Strikers. A divine lunar strike gave the Gamecocks maximum points and saw them go top of the table on goal difference over Nomen Mapesa's FC Platinum, who stunned Highlanders 2-1 at Barberfield Stadium. A Raman Kutsanzira goal came a bit too late for Boso after Kugona Kunenge Kudada had taken an early first-half lead through Walter Msona and Obey Chirwa. Caps United, on the other hand, found newly promoted Ngezi Platinum Stars a tough nut to crack, and the Green Machine could only settle for a 1-0 draw, that coming a day after Haumine had overcome ZPC Kariba 2-0. Cholocho Pirates finally had their day after a 1-0 win over Blaue City in a local derby, while Chapungu also finally found something to smile about with a 2-0 win over Wange. In another match, Harare City thumped Mutare City 4-2. Harare City, along with Wange, are bottom of the 16-team league standings without a point from 2 matches. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.